Track 3. Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. Yes, it's time for your quiz hats again. Here is Sam Elmhurst with this month's quiz.
A pop dozen. 12. Yes, just 12 questions this month. I'm not saying they are any easier, though. Well, we've had a lot of fun with these quizzes, kindly set by Bob. And here is the latest 1960s pop quiz. Oh, the 60s. They say if you can remember them... Oh, anyway, what's the rest of that saying? Oh, well, I must have been there. Now, the 60s, the time of the birds, the Beatles and the animals. Well, it makes a change from human singing. Right, dust off your bell-bottomed trousers, ruffle up your rah-rah skirt, polish your winkle pickers. Nearly said pickle your winkle then. Sorry. And dance the night away. And so here we go with 12 questions on the movers and the shakers of the 1960s. Question 1. Which band had the lead vocalists Paul Jones from 1962 to 1966 and Mike Darbo from 1966 to 1969? Question 2. The Beatles made memorable appearances for 3 consecutive Sundays in February 1964, but on which American television variety show? And question 3. Which British rock band, formed in London in 1966, consisted of Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker? And question 4. Who were the first act to reach number 1 in the UK singles chart with their first 3 single releases? And question 5. Which band, formed in Southend in Essex in the early 1960s, adopted a new name in 1967, which was said either to represent Latin for far from these things or to have been named after the name of someone's cat? And question 6, You Can't Hurry Love, is a 1966 song originally recorded by which group on the Motown label? And question number 7. The Animals were formed in which English city in the early 1960s? And question number 8. Can you name both the Beatles' first number 1 single and the year in which they achieved it? And question number 9. The Dakotas are most closely associated with which singer? And question number 10. Who sang lead vocals on Yellow Submarine and With a Little Help from My Friends? And question number 11. Which Australian singer recorded the song I Remember You in a yodeling country music style in 1962? And the last question. Question number 12. Tom Jones got his first number 1 in the UK with his second single for Decca Records in February 1965. But what was the name of this song? Right, so let's see how you have done with these brain teasers. And here at Chatterbox HQ, we managed a combined 2. Odd, really, as there were one... Oh, there was 5 of us playing. Well, I'll be back on later track to give you the answers. Good luck, pop pickers.
Thank you, Sam. I did not contribute any of the answers.